Hello, and welcome to the fourth in a series of programs presented by Heritage in our area, talking about different aspects of rehabilitation at Heritage facilities throughout our community. And it is my pleasure now to introduce you Amy Livengood. She's an occupational therapist headquartered, she says, at Heritage Park, but as you're about to learn, she's really at a lot of different places. Amy, thank you for taking the time to say hello today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I want to, just as we begin this, have you remind the audience of what the nature of occupational therapy is before we talk about all the places you're taking it these days.
Yes, occupational therapy is an amazing profession where our main goal is going to be helping the residents get back to their activities of daily living, their occupation, which could be a mother, a grandmother, a father, a sister, a brother. And those things that are hindering them, we are going to be there to help them. So maybe they're having a hard time getting dressed or maybe going to the bathroom or taking a bath, things like that. We're going to go in there and give them skills and teach them maybe some equipment or different techniques to make their life easier.
Now, you work at Heritage Park and the other two facilities that Heritage has in our area, major facilities, but you're also taking this program more and more to other parts of Heritage. And I wanted you to spend a minute talking about those other places you are going and why you're going there.
Yeah, so we are going to the Burquist out in Gary, New York, and we're also going to Orchard Grove, which is out here in Lakewood, New York. And those are assisted living facilities. And what we're trying to do is offer mobile outpatient therapy to those residents so we can really help them, what we say, age in place. We've noticed as a facility that in healthcare in general, that is the push, is aging in place. So we're offering those services. We can actually go right into their homes, in their rooms, in their houses, and really help them with their therapy that way.
And helping someone in an assisted living facility could assist in preventing them from having to go to a skilled nursing facility at some point.
Yes, that is the ultimate goal, aging right where they're at. So we can help them right there so we can prevent them from going to a skilled nursing facility or a nursing home.
And do you enjoy this work? The smile on your face could not be seen by the radio listeners, but as soon as I said that, there was just a bright smile that crossed your face.
Yeah, I really, really genuinely love my job. I love just the population in general. I love hearing their stories. I love seeing them succeed in what they do. I love seeing them get stronger and healthier, moving more and being active in their community. It is just very, very fulfilling.
One specific aspect of your work that we've been asked to communicate to the audience about on this program today is fall assessments. And this is not a season of the year. This has something to do with falling down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's actually very, very common. And I wish I had my stats in front of me, but it's falling is actually one of the highest reasons for actual death. And I don't want to say that in a morbid way, but that's one of the highest incidents of death and injury and insult and all that kind of stuff. So what we're doing is the director of occupational therapy, Amy Rizzuto, and myself have been recently certified in fall prevention. And one of the things that we're trained to do is assess each resident so we can see things that might be causing their falls. So for example, it might be the medications they're taking or tripping hazards like rugs or lighting, furniture in the wrong place. There's all these different aspects that we can assess in their home environment so we can prevent those falls from happening.
Well, you think about it for a moment, at least as you're talking, I was thinking of vision, balance in terms of the inner ear, the physical fitness in terms of the ability to respond quickly if you are beginning to slip. I mean, all of these things change as we age.
Absolutely. And those are going to be the key tools that we're looking at. So we're going to have a nice form that kind of tackles maybe, let's just say, the top 10, top 20 things that are going to be the reason why this population is falling. And we're just going to look at those check boxes. Check, check, check. Yes, they have that. Yes, they don't. And then we're going to try to change that environment so it is as safe for them as possible. And they're as strong as possible as they can be and healthy as possible as they can be. So they're going to prevent those falls from happening.
And this is a service that you're currently offering at Burquist, as you say, and down here in Orchard Grove.
Absolutely. And actually, we do that also in our skilled nursing facilities, too, so we can help them rehab back into their home environment safely.
Now, Amy Livengood, is that something that is available or might be available at some point to the general public?
Oh, absolutely. That is definitely our goal, is to offer some seminars and consultations to the public, and then they'll be able to be screened as well. And if they need therapy, that is a service that we're willing to offer at an outpatient level.
I look forward perhaps to the opportunity of talking about that when it does become more broadly available because of the potential value that it could have for lots of people in our listening audience. But we must close this for now. You've been listening to a series of programs over the last several weeks presented by Heritage in our area about rehabilitation and other services that they offer. My guest today, Amy Livengood, occupational therapist headquartered at Heritage Green. Amy, thank you very much.
Thank you.